Congratulations to our hero. He figures out he's our hero now, and he knows now nationally he's a good hero, our world. I mean, that really, you know, got to be. How often do you see that? You never get anywhere.
Our friend Eddie. I'm Greg Giordano for WRPR News. Edward Murtaugh has lived in Westwood, New Jersey his whole life. From a young age, he has been interested in everything involving his hometown. About 30 years ago, Eddie started work as a prep chef at the Iron Horse.
What brought you to the Iron Horse?
School.
Yeah?
Book study program, Bergen Vocational School, Bergen Tech.
Well, how would you describe your job to somebody that doesn't know you here?
I'm a prep cook, you know, I'm like a gopher, here too guy, and they get ice and dishwashing. Venus schnitzel.
A staple of the Iron Horse are their coleslaw and pickles, made exclusively by Eddie. His work puts a smile on countless customers' faces, and his demeanor at work puts smiles on his coworkers' faces. One of those coworkers is Kat Samuels.
From the 6 years I've known Eddie, he always just lights up the room, and he always cares about others.
Eddie began running track when he was 8 years old.
And we started running around the parking lot in the Elks, going back and forth. And then, you know, I wasn't really good, but I remember when I was a little kid, I used to stop and shake my hand when I ran the track.
For the past several years, Eddie has been involved with the Special Olympics. Last June, Eddie and his teammates on the volleyball team achieved a feat most athletes can only ever dream of.
What was that final game like when you won the gold?
Awesome. It was like, you know, nail-biter because it was...
Eddie returned home to fanfare and hero status in his hometown.
It's funny, I got honor in Westwood, you know, mayor and council proclamated me.
Yeah, do you feel the love from Westwood?
I do. I mean, I feel like I'm Mr. Westwood, but I don't want to be mayor. At least I bet that.
You don't want to be mayor?
No.
Why not?
Because it makes envy, too.
Eddie wants to stress to all those listening the importance of the Special Olympics.
I'll make a friend, be a friend, and also get involved. We also now we started with little ones now, for little kids now.
So that are your hopes for the Special Olympics to be more well-known?
Yeah, but New Jersey, we're the top one that we don't make any sports, you know.
In a world where people are trying to climb the corporate ladder, make and break friendships, and aren't thankful for what they have, there is a friendly man in the small town of Westwood, New Jersey, mixing coleslaw and slicing pickles, who looks on the bright side of life, and always finds the best in every moment of every day, because you don't know what tomorrow brings. You never know. You might even become a gold medal winning athlete.
As my philosophy said, you can do anything you want to put your mind to it. Any special needs person has a brain and attitude, can do anything they want. So you can do anything you want. Don't say if you don't listen to anybody but yourself.
I'm Greg Giordano for WRPR News.